Okay, I said I would like to come back to the union of Svek Sveka, whether a person has to be Mevarer. What I'd like to do is talk to you, Baif and Klali, to review the Sidus of Svek Sveka, and only after that come back to Taisus. I just think it'll be a lot easier than to jump right into the Taisus. Let's just chazer. For those of you who were here previous years, we learned about Svek Sveka, wherever you are. I'm sure you learned about Svek Sveka. Let's chazer the rules with an eye towards being able to understand our shaila, which is whether in a case of a Svek Sveka there's an obligation to be Mevarer. In a case we have two Svekas, whether there's an obligation to be Mevarer the Svekas, or you could just be Mekel and be Seimachon on the Svek Sveka. We know that a Svek Sveka is mutter because it says so in the Gemara in numerous places. The most well known in the beginning of Ksubis, the Gemara says that if a woman gets married and she's not a Besula, she's mutter to her husband because of a Svek Sveka. Gemara says even if she was Mizana, maybe it wasn't Tachtav, and even if it was Tachtav, maybe it was Ba'inus. Svek Sveka's mutter is a halacha psuka in Shas. Why is a Svek Sveka mutter? What's the lamdus? What's the time, the reason that we matter a Svek Sveka? So any discussion of Svek Sveka starts with the machlaikis, the Rashba, and the Rambam, the two reasons that a Svek Sveka is mutter. And really, we can't even start to clear if you have to be mevarer or not until we know why a Svek Sveka is mutter. Once you know why it's mutter, you could clear shailus about it. So there are two reasons, the Rashba's reason and the Rambam's reason. The Rashba is a fairly simple reason. The Rashba says that Svek Sveka mitam raiv. Svek Sveka works mitam raiv. What does that mean, mitam raiv? Let's pick an example of a Svek Sveka. Let's say the example of a Eishes Kayin Mu'uberes. You have the wife of a Kayin who's pregnant. It's a Safik if she's carrying a Zachar on the Keva. A child of a Kayin, a Zachar, is not allowed to go into an Oyel HaMeis. A child of a Kayin who's in the Keva is allowed. Because B'nei Aharon V'loi B'nei Saron. So we have one suffix, 50-50. Well, generally, it's 50% chance it's a male, 50% chance it's a female. Then we have a suffix. Even if it's a male that she's carrying, even the child she's carrying is a male child, maybe it's not a child that's a bar kayama. Maybe the child will be miscarried before the end of the pregnancy. And if it's not a bar kayama, then you're obviously allowed to go into an oil ames with a nefa. So we're matir because of a Svek Sveka. So the Shach says that it's a Svek Sveka, it's mutter. Why? So the Rashba says because we have raiv. Odds are more than 50% that it's mutter. Why? Because 50-50, a male or a female. And that even in the 50% that it's a male, there's a, I don't know what the percentages are of Nephilim, let's say a 2% chance it's a Nephilim. So it turns out it's only a 48% chance that it's Aser. It's 52% that it's Mutter, and 48% that it's Aser. You have Raiv. And since you have Raiv to say it's Mutter, B'chala Taira Kula Halchad Achar Raiv, one of the Yisaidis is that we always call Basar Raiv. So the Rashba, you know why a Svek Sveka is mutter? Every Svek Sveka is raiv. That is Shitas Rashba in the Tshuvas. That a Svek Sveka is raiv. The Rashba says, adds, V'layayid is better than raiv. So he calls Svek Sveka Adif Me Raiv. Because he brings the Gemara in Ksubis, where by raiv they were machmir. If a woman is mizana, it's a case in the Gimel and Beis, where a woman is mizana, we don't know with whom. The question is, did she become asa to a kayin? So you have to know that if a woman is mezana, a Bas Yisrael's mezana, she doesn't become a zayna unless she's mezana with somebody she's not allowed to marry. A Bas Yisrael's mezana with a Jew doesn't become a satokai. A Bas Yisrael's mezana with a guy does become a satokai. So the Gemara there in Ksubis has a case where a woman was mezana, we don't know with whom. See, even though Raiv Ksherim Haim, we're talking about a city which is Raiv Ksherim, the Mishnah there brings in this Rabbi Yeshua, who says that she's Asar anyway, whatever the Cheshbon there is, my loss will be Yosem, that we're not Tzaymach and Raiv, that Raiv Akash, that even at this Raiv Ksherim, she's still Asar to Akai. The same Rabbi Yeshua holds, in a case called Almanas Isa, I'm not going to go into the case now, a case of Svek Sveika. There's a case where you have a Suffolk Cholol that got mixed into a family. By Svek Sveika, he's Mekel. So why did the Rashba bring this? Because the Rashba shows that Svek Sveika is not only Mitam Raiv, it's even stronger than Raiv. That's the Rashba Shita. Any major discussion of Svek Sveikus begins with the Rashba, who holds Svek Sveikus Mitam Raiv. The reason we're Mekel by Svek Sveikus is because they are Raiv. Odds are that it's Mutter. And not only that, he says Svek Sveikus Adif Miraiv. Why it's Adif? Not the Gafas now. That's the Shita of Rashba. The Rashba is the easier Shita. The Rambam has a different explanation of Svek Sveikus. Those of you who remember it is good. Those who don't, listen carefully. The Rambam holds that mina Torah, Safik Dairaisa is Lakula. Not the way you grew up and you're always told, Safik Dairaisa Lachumra. The Rambam holds that really mina Torah, you're allowed to be Mekel in any Safik Dairaisa. The Torah itself allows you to be Mekel. It's the Rabbanon who came along later and said, Safik Dairaisa L'chumra. The Rabbanon came along and they said, it's a good siyag. Don't rely on Sveikus. The Rabbanon said, Safik Dairaisa is L'chumra. Says the Rambam, if you have one Safik, a Safik Dairaisa, one Safik, why are you a Machmir? It's a din de Rabbanon. It's a din de Rabbanan that you're being mashmer. Now, if you have a second suffix, that's a suffix if there's an issa de Rabbanan. Because the first suffix turns it into a de Rabbanan, one suffix turns an isser into an issa de Rabbanan, even if it's nevela, treifas, and there'll be a deraisa. But once it's a suffix nevela, suffix treifa, or in the case of the kayin, a suffix if it's a zachar, that turns it into an issa de Rabbanan. When you have a second suffix, that becomes a suffix in an issa de Rabbanan. It's a suffix if this is a suffix or not. It's a suffix if this is a suffix isser. And since one suffix is only issa de Rabbanan, if it's a suffix, that means it's a question if it's an issa de Rabbanan. Every suffix Rabbanan is lahat. So we have to sum it up in one phrase. The Rambam Shita is Svek Sveika is Mutter Mitam Suffix Rabbanan Lakula. The reason that Svek Sveika is Mutter is because it's a Suffix Rabbanan Lakula. So this is the Machlaikis, the Rashba and the Rambam. The Rashba Shita is that Svek Sveika Mitam Raiv. We're Mekel on a Svek Sveika just like we're Mekel on Raiv. And the Rambam Shita is that Svek Sveika is Mitam Safik Drabbanan Lakula. Every Svek Sveika has the same din as a single Safik Drabbanan. And we all know Safik Drabbanan Lakula, we're all Mekel on Svek Drabbanan. Once we make on Svek is Drabbanan, the Rambam holds every Svek Sveika blibes Safik Drabbanan Lakula. These are the two explanations of Svek Sveika. There are many, many nafkaminas. Between them, a simple nafkamina. Whether there's such an idea as a svek sveka l'chumra. Is there such an idea as a svek sveka l'chumra? To turn something into more than a safek, like turn it into a vadeyas. Is there such a thing as a svek sveka l'chumra? The Rashba holds yes. If a svek sveka turns into 51%, or 75%, whatever it is, it becomes roiv le'isr. According to the Rambam, there's no such thing as svek sveka le'isr. The whole svara of svek sveka is that one safik is into Rabbanan, and the second safik is a safik to Rabbanan. The logic of svek sveka is unique to kulis. The first safik is a safik to Rabbanan. The second safik is a safik of a safik to Rabbanan. What? So why doesn't the Rambam hold to the Rashba's reason of right? That's what you want to know. That's what you're asking. I'm not going to get into the answer, but sometimes it's right started and not the numerical right. Okay, what? So I want to get to that also. Safek Hashaka. Just since it's confusing in Taisis, I want to wait with it. Okay, this is the basic machlaikis, the two shitas, in why we say Svek Sveka. Generally speaking, the Ramah and the Paiskim Ashkenazim go with the Shita of the Rashba, and the Mechaber is understood to go with the Shita of the Rambam, which is the Iker. Machlaikis, like many machlaikis that we have. Now, let's take this yisaidistik of machlaikis and now talk about our question from last Tuesday. We asked the question. You have a svek sveka. Are you obligated to be mevar? You have an eshes kayim uberes, and ask a shayla. She wants to go to a levaya. Is she mechuyev to find out if the baby is a male or a female? It's not a hypothetical shayla, it's a real shayla. A shayla that comes up. Is she obligated to find out if the child is a male or a female? They took a sonogram, it's possible to find out. You're not going to find the shayla in earlier Paiskim because it didn't exist. There was no way to know. But the general question is, do you have to be mevarer a svek sveka if it's in your koyach to be mevarer? That's the question. So a Talmud Chacham looks at it as what? What's the shayla? Do I have to be mevarer a svek sveka? You go to a Talmud Chacham. You also walk over to the Rashba, and you ask the Rashba, do I have to be mevarer a svek sveka? So what's he going to tell you? That depends if you have to be mevarer a roiv, right? What's the shayla? Do I have to be mevarer a svek sveka? The shayla is, do I have to be mevarer a roiv? If I have ability to rely on roiv, am I obligated to be mevarer, whether it's in the roiv or not? That's the same shayla, you realize. Since svek sveka is mutter because of roiv, so if you're mechuyev to mevarer a roiv, then you're mechuyev to mevarer a svek sveka. The same thing, like the Rambam. The Rambam holds svek sveka is because of safek d'rabbanan l'kula. If you'll ask the Rambam, do you have to be mevarer svek sveka? What will the Rambam answer? That depends if you have to be mevarer every safek d'rabbanan l'kula. You have a case of safek d'rabbanan l'kula that you could be mevarer. Are you mechuyev to? So now, what we did is we turned the shayla from last week into two shaylas. We were asking, if you have a svek sveka, do you have to be mevarer? So the answer is, well, I'm not answering the shayla, but I'm turning it into a new suffix. Like the Rashba, the question is, are you allowed to rely on raiv? Do you have to be mevarer something? Are you allowed to rely on raiv? Like the Rambam, the question is, by safek d'rabbanan l'kula, are you mechuyev to be mevarer a safek d'rabbanan l'kula? So now, instead of being down on one shayla, we have to be down on two. One like the Rashba, and one like the Rambam. Let's talk about the Rambam first, because that we're going to deal with pretty quickly. And then we'll come to the Rashba, which is more of an Arichas. Light the Rambam. We have a new Shaila. If you have a Safet Rabbanan Lakula, are you obligated to be Mevarer a Safet Rabbanan Lakula or not? Now this Shaila, again, I'm not talking about a sex fake. I'm talking about Safet Rabbanan Lakula. You have a case of Safet Rabbanan Lakula, do you have to be Mevarer? So this Shaila is actually in Yeridaya. So it's a suffix if it's a suffix deraisa, right? If I have a suffix, if it's a suffix deraisa, or it would be the same din if I have a suffix of a piece of meat which would be an issa drabanan and I'm a suffix, it would be the same shayla. Those there are different drabanans. Muktz is a drabanan, and sveka deraisa lechumra is a drabanan, and basaif b'chalav is a drabanan. Right? There are a whole list of drabanans. It should be all the same question. Is a Safek Rabbanan Lakula mutter when you can be Mevarer or not? Now we have this case in Yeridaya in the beginning of Hilchos Taruvos. There's a case of Nishbach. The case of Nishbach is the following. What's Taruvos about? You're cooking a kosher pot of food, cooking a soup, and something treif falls in. So you all know that if something treif falls in, that it's batel b'shishin. The mechaber holds, you give it to a kfela to taste. You give it to an expert guy, a chef, you give it to him to taste, to see if there's taste. We, Ashkenazim, I'm not Saimach on a kfeila because the Ramah says Einon Ubikiyim. We're not, because Einon Ubikiyim, there are other explanations, but we're not Saimach on giving to kfeila, and we aser outright. If there's 60, if there's no 60, we aser, it doesn't matter. No matter what, we're mashmir, and we aser even if it doesn't have a taste. That's the basic rule of Taruvos. That's why you go to a Rav today, he asks you, is there shishim? There's no shishim, finished. What's the case of Nishbach? The case of Nishbach is a case where you can't measure. Let's say you have a piece of a liver. That wasn't kosher, it's treif. A piece of liver. And the liver fell into a chicken soup. So someone calls with the shayla, I tell them, well, let's figure out how big the liver is and see if there's 60 times the amount in the pot. He tells me too late. Nishbach means it was spilled out. Okay, it could be Nishbach by accident. Now, if it all spilled out, why are you bothering me? It's not a shayla. You want to know if you have to kasher the pot. But Nishbach means that some of it was spilled out. Could happen that they didn't know there's something treif. They served. They already served for one meal. There's some soup left in the bottom of the pot. Now they find some treif is there. I can't measure shishim now because I don't have it in front of me to measure shishim. So what's the din by Nishbach? If it's an issa d'oraisa, we pass the safek d'oraisa l'chumra. If what fell in was somebody that would make a treif min ha'Torah, we pass the safek d'oraisa l'chumra. And if what fell in is something that will make a treif min d'rabbanan, then we pass the safek d'rabbanan l'kula. Not complicated. Simple. Again, it's a simin, and it was in simin tzadiches. Right in the beginning of Hilchos Taruvos, there's a case of Nishbach. Nishbach is an easy case. You can't measure shishim. If it's an issa d'oraisa, it's treif. If it's in the Siddur Rabbanan, we're mekel. We say pray. If we're mesupik, there was shishim. We're mekel, there was shishim. Easy case of Safek Rabbanan. The Crazy Uplacy writes, Crazy Uplacy is Rav Enes and Eibshitz on Yeridaya. The Crazy Uplacy writes that even we Ashkenazim would have to give the Safek Rabbanan to taste to a kfeilah. We have to give it to someone to taste. Why? Because it's Eshel of Arar. We're Misopik, we have a Safik. If we're Misopik, if there was Shishim or not, we have a Kabbalah. If there's Shishim, there's no taste. If there's less than Shishim, there is taste. We don't know. Zakta Crazy Placey, we have to give it to a Kfela to taste. We can't be Makel and say, oh, we don't trust Kfelas. Here you have to be Machmir. You have to call in a Kfela to taste it. And Chochma Sadam Paskin is the same way. They say you have to give it to a Kfela to taste. What's this case? This is a case of Safik Durabanan. And we're saying that if it's Efshel of Arar, you have to be Mevarit. If you could give it to a Kfela, to a Gayish Hashem to taste, you have to give it to him. You can't rely just to be Mekel. So here we have a Maramakim. We have a Maramakim that says that Safik Durabanan Lakula, you have to be Mevarit. Perhaps the Achelkim there. I know the crazy place, the Chachmas Adam. I know there are some who say that we just don't give to a Kfela. We don't trust the Kfela. So it's not Efshel of Arar. But if it's Efshel of Arar, the crazy place, the Chachmas Adam say, Safik Durabanan, you have to be Mevar. Turns out, like the Rambam, if you have a Safik, you have to be Mevar. Because every specs, every Safik Durabanan, you have to be Mevar. And a Svek Sveika is equal to a Safik Durabanan, like the Rambam Shita. So since the Rambam holds every Svek Sveika is equal to a Safik Durabanan Lakula, and by a Safik Durabanan Lakula we find Paiske world, you have to be Mevarer. So by a Svek Sveika, you also should have to be Mevarer. Simple enough. Like the Rambam, if you hold your Pasuk like the Rambam, then you have to be Mevarer. As I said, the Rambam's the easier one in this child. What about light the Rashba? The Rashba holds that a Svek Sveika is mutter because of Raiv. Every Svek Sveika is mutter because of Raiv, easy svar. Shailam. By Svek Sveika mitam Raiv, do you have to be Mevar the Svek Sveika? Which means, if you have a case of Raiv, are you obligated to be Mevar something when you have a Raiv? If a person has a case of Raiv, that he can be Mekel on. Is there a Chiyuv to be Mevar something when you have Raiv that says it's Mutter? Pashtus. We, all of us, eat meat. The behemoth that was shechted, whose meat you're eating, was not checked for all treifus. We checked the lungs for treifus, and we have a minik to check the beis hakaisis of one of the stomachs for treifus, certain treifus. But we don't check every animal for treifus. You think we take apart... We look at the heart and see if it's treif. You think we take apart the... We look at the liver and see if it's treif. We don't do that. Meat would be very expensive. If you had to check all the different treifus and cut open the brain and look if there's a hole in the brain, we don't check treifus. What do we rely on? We rely on raiv. Raiv, we have a Kabbalah. That raiv behemis ain't on treifus. We have a Kabbalah that most animals are not treif. And we're Saimech on Raiv to tell us that an animal is not Raiv. And that's how we go about eating meat all the time. So, in the Lashon of the Yehuda, that's such a Lashon, that Raiv you have to check. In Kein Basar, Heichi Achlinon, how do we eat meat? Well, we're Saimech on Raiv. Right? It's not, it shocks some people. When I tell them that statistically, Yuvadai eat treifus every year. Why am I saying every year, statistically, it could be Min HaShemayim, the specialty after the Shemayim. I'm sure that Rabbi Moshe never ate treifus. But you and I, let's say you eat meat twice a week. That means you eat from 100 different behemoths every year. Statistically, one in every 100 behemoths has something wrong with either its brain, or its heart, or its liver, or its intestines, right? Just like the other human beings who are not well. Statistically, 1 in 100 animals are sick. Maybe not 1 in 100, maybe 1 in 200. But animals get sick too. Animals die. Even if you tell me 1 in 500 is sick. That means over 5 years, you eat from 500 different behemoths. Statistically, it's a vade that you eat dreyfus. 100%. Statistically, over a lifetime, for sure. Unless you have a special siyata d'shmaya, which we hope all Jews have, you're certainly going to eat dreyfus. There's no question. So, what turns out is that you don't have to do tshuva for it. Don't get me wrong. You don't have to say achet on that type of dreyfus. Because you're seimech on raiv, and you're allowed to be seimech on raiv. The Torah tells you to go bas raiv. And you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to rely on raiv each time that you eat. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's 100% mutter. There's no taiv lahachmir. You know, I've heard of different chumris and shchitas. I've never heard yet that somebody shechts an animal and checks all the yudches treifas. Yudches doesn't mean 18 treifas. It means 18 categories of treifas. There are many more than 18 treifas in an animal. So what am I telling you? I'm telling you that according to the Rajba, that Sveksveka is metam raiv, you don't have to be mevara raiv. Memele, you don't have to be mevara Sveksveka. Now, there are certainly places, Chazal make gezeiros, that we check raiv. So even though, for example, the lungs, hechadesh of raiv bekal mevarina, there are certain places, Chazal make gezeiros, to check raiv. Or vegetables. Raiv don't have bugs. It's a mir amatzi, there's a takana to check. But the rule is that a raiv we don't check. So it comes out very geschmack, and I just want to sketch it out for you because this part should be easy, and then you'll see where it gets complicated. We have Shita Sarambam and Shita Sarajba. Okay? The Rajba holds, the Rambam holds that Sveksveka is Matam, Safik Durabanam Makula. And the Rajba holds that Sveksveka is Matam Rav. Okay? That's easy. Well, hopefully you know that and understand that. That's easy enough. Do you have to be Mevarer? So here, by Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula, like the Rambam, we know that, at least according to some Paiskim, that there is a Chiyuv L'Mevarer. Memela, by extension, we say, if this is a Chiyuv L'Mevarer, then the Sveksveka, you also have to be Mevarer. According to the Rashba, that Sveksveka is Matam Raiv. We know by Raiv, generally, there's no Chiyuv L'Mevarer. Wherever Chazal didn't make a Takana. So the Meila, since there's no Chiyuv to Mevarer Raiv, the Meila is no Chiyuv to be Mevarer Sveksveka. Okay? That's the way it should follow. So we have suddenly another Nafkamina between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam says Sveksveka is Mutta because of Jabal Lakula, so it follows that you have to check. So what does that mean? Eishes Kaimu Beres. If he passes like the Rambam, if he holds the most Sfaradim, I think passing like the Rambam, then he has to be. If you go with the Rashba Shita, I think most Ashkenazim pass like the Rashba, then you're not mechuyev to be Mevar. So someone calls me up with a Shaila. I have to ask him, are you from the Ashkenazim, from the Sfaradim? It's not because I'm biased. It's not like a Sfaradim. This is the way Pashtus it should work out. Till now it's pretty clear. Before it gets confusing. Till now pretty clear? No? Okay, now, if you go back to your notes from Tuesday, I told you there's a shaila if you have to be Mevara Sveksveka. The Shara Melech brings, whose shita was it that you have to be Mevara? It was the Rashba shita. I told you Chidushi Rashba. Deliberately, I never say Chidushi Rashba, I say the Rashba. I mentioned that Chidushi Rashba. The Rashba, Mesech Tischolin, says you have to be Mevarer Sveksveka. Now that creates a problem with the shiur that I gave till now. Till now, I'm telling you, a very glatta zach. I'm telling you, it's machlokes rishonim, and everybody follows, and it's easy. But 1 minute. In the Chiddushei Rashba, it says that a spek sveika, you are mechuyev to be mevarer. It's a stiras Rashba. So fortunately, this kasha is asked. We're not going in the wrong direction. The Shar HaMelech talks about this. The Shar HaMelech says that Al Karkach, the Rashba in the Tshuvis, had charata from what he wrote in Chiddushei HaRashba. When it came Halacha LaMaisa, he had charata. And when he says Svek Sveka Mitam Raiv, Al Karkach he had charata, and he paskins that you don't have to be Mevar. This is a very important statement. Because the only clear Rishon we have before our Tosis will come to our Tosis, the only clear Rishon that says black on white, Svek Sveka, you have to be Mevar, is the Chiddushei HaRashba HaChulin. He's the only one that says it clearly. Everything else was saying, well, if you say this, you say that, then it comes out. But if you have a Beferish HaRashba, the Rashba says you have to be Mevar, so then you have a Klarashita that you have to be Mevar. So the Shar HaMelech holds that the Ikala Halacha is that you don't have to be Mevar, respect Sveika, which is really a Shitas HaRamah. The Ramah in Kuf Yud Siftes says you do not have to be Mevar, which is fine. The Ramah is Bnei Ashkenaz Paskin, like this Rashba, you don't have to be Mevar. So the Shar HaMelech holds Shtark, that the Iker is Svek Sveka, you do not have to be Mevar. Aye, in Yoredeya, the Shach brings the Chiddushei HaRashba, holds you do have to be Mevar. The answer is that the Rashba had Charata. The Rashba had Charata, so then we're left without any Klora Rishon that holds you have to be Mevar. Now the Shar HaMelech comes to Tosis Yevamos. Because if the Shar HaMelech is out to paskin that you don't have to be Mevar, he has to address our Tosfos. Our Tosfos seems to hold differently. Now, I'd like to learn the Tosfos, and then we'll come to how he answers it. Tosfos is the kasha. Tosfos kasha was, why is it that ketana lo yicholtzim v'lo miyamin? Why can't you do yivam to a ketana? What's the problem? You're worried she's an alienist? Maman afshach she's mutter. If she ends up being an alienist, she was never married to the first husband, she's not your sister-in-law, you're allowed to marry her. If it turns out she's not an alienist, she's totally normal, so then there's a mitzvah yibum. So therefore, Tosfos says to Kasha that Tisyabe Mimonashach. Im Eina alienist Shapim Yabim, the Mialinist Nami Shari Dolahesh Sachiv. That's Tosfos Kasha. Rabbeinu Tam says in Achinami, you're allowed to be Miyabe, Malasa was Kiblu Alayu. Only Kibla Aleihu is different, but normally you're allowed to be Yam. Comes along Rabbeinu Avraham. Now, I may have been confusing by jumping in with Svek Sveika. Pshat in Rabbeinu Avraham has nothing to do with Svek Sveika. Pshat has nothing to do with Svek Sveika. It's not Rabbeinu Avraham. The kasha under Rabbeinu Avraham is Svek Sveika, but the pshat in Rabbeinu Avraham is the foul. Rabbeinu Avraham is Mechadish, that there are some men that are okay if their wife is an alienist. Till now we assumed all men are makbid, unless they're makabel b'feirish. We assumed all men were makbid. So that's Rabbeinu Avraham, no. There are some men that are not makbid. And therefore, what's the problem? If a ketana falls to Yibam, what's the problem when a ketana falls to Yibam?
We ask Mama Nafshah, no matter what, you're allowed to marry her. Zakhtar Rabbeinu Avram, it's not true no matter what. There's one scenario where you're not allowed to marry her. What's that scenario? Let's say she is an alienist. Let's say she is. So let's see. The husband is dead. We can't ask him if he's Makbid. So let's think about all the possibilities. She's an alienist. It's possible he was Makbid. I'll think it through. How does that work out? If he was Makbid, are you allowed to marry this woman? Yes. If he was Makbid, he was never married to her. It was Mekratos. So then you're allowed to marry her. She's just a Stama woman, Pnuya. The other possibility is that he was not Makbid. Let's think about that. Let's say he wasn't Makbid, he was married to her. If someone has a brother that's married to an alienist, and the brother dies, we're going to have later in the Masechta that an alienist doesn't fall to Yibam. Not later in the Masechta, we have it right here. Daf Gimel, that an alienist doesn't fall to Yibam. Because the Pasuk says, Lahakim la'achiv shein. It's a mitzvah to marry your brother's wife. Lahakim la'achiv shein, to have a possibility of having children. Ellis is an impossibility. So Zakhtar Rabbeinu Avram, you know why you're not miyava miktana? Because it's possible she's an alienist. It's possible the husband wouldn't have been makbid. So you can have a scenario where you're not allowed to marry her. So mainly you don't marry a ktana. What do you do if a ktana falls to Yibam? You wait. You wait till she gets older, and you mavar either she has tesaris, we know she's not an alienist, or you wait until she gets simani alienist, and you know for sure the other way. You wait. That's Tosfos. Without the word sfeksveika, you won't find the word sfeksveika in Tosfos. The Shaar HaMelech asks on Rabbeinu Avram. He asks, in Tosfos' case, a ketana falls to Yibam. The man should be allowed to be miyabim har because of a sfeksveika. Let the brother of the nifter marry her because of sfeksveika. What's a sfeksveika? Maybe she's normal, in which case it's a regular yibum. Even if she's not normal, she's an alienist, maybe the brother would have been makbid, in which case she's also mutter to you. The brother's a mekatos and she's mutter to you. So the kasha is on Rabbeinu Avram, why can't you be miyabim or misveksveika? Why do you have to wait till she gets older? Must be that Rabbeinu Avram holds that it's taka sveksveika, but it's efshelavar. You can wait a few years. 10 years old, wait till she turns 12. Maybe she gets tesaris. Or if not, if she goes till 20, she'll be she has simani elanis. You wait. You wait a few years. You'll find out the din. What?
Can't twist the sveksveika year round.
Don't give me a sesek kula. You can't. Oh, you mean sesek shevshelus haper? Yeah, there's no problem. There's no problem here with sesek shevshelus haper, but I don't want to get into it. It's going to confuse. I'm going to talk about it. So we lachayrus up in Yeshar Melech. We have Yeshitas Taisvus. Rabbeinu Avraham, at least one Balei Taisvus, who holds that even though it's a sveksveika, you have to wait. You have to wait and be mevar. Shaar HaMelech is not happy with such a shita because he holds b'shita that a sveksveika, you don't have to be mevar.
Why is that people being mevar?
Because if you wait, you'll know. What?
Not doing anything.
If waiting is a bearer, that's also good. Bearer, the svar of bearer is bad. The svar of bearer is if you can find out, don't for the reliance fake.
Being mavar, not being mavar, in fact, all other cases, not mavar, you never know. Here, even if you're not mavar, eventually you'll know.
Therefore, what?
Therefore, it's worse. If you're going to be able to normally, even though normally you don't be mavar, you're waiting for them.
Okay, that's what Shaar HaMelech says. Okay, the Shaar HaMelech is this kasha. He is that we have the sheet of Rabbeinu Avram here in Tosfos
of a sex faker. And Mamela, why is he machmir? If you hold that you don't have to be mevar, why is he machmir? Why says he holds you do have to be mevar? So we have a sheet, you have to be mevar. I'll add to you a second kasha, which some guys asked me downstairs. We're talking now at the Rashba. Someone think about the statistics of the sfek sfeika we're talking about here. Why think about the two sfeikas? The first suffix is maybe she's an alienist, maybe she's normal. Is that a 50-50 suffix? No. How many women are alienists? I don't know, statistics. How many women are alienists? 5%? Probably not. 1%? What?
It's not
Shriach. It's at the end of Taisus. So, the first suffix, Bichlal, is 99-1. And then if she is an alienist, how many husbands don't mind? How many husbands are not maxim? If the wife is an alienist? Also, a small percentage. So, if we're talking like the Rashba, Svek Sveka, Bichlal, it doesn't make sense here. We're talking about Rav? In this case, what's the Shalom Melech asking? You should be able to get married with time Svek Sveka. Oh, he holds you have to be Mevar. What do you mean? Over here, should Tzicha be allowed to get married? Because here, the Svek Sveka is more than a Safek HaShokel. Here it's much stronger that you should be able to get married. Because the Svek Sveka is overwhelming on the Tzad Heter. So how could, even if you say Rabbeinu Avraham holds by a normal Svek Sveka, you have to be Mevarer. Here it's Bechlam, not Mestaver. A Svek Sveka that's 99%, you have to be Mevarer. Is that Mestaver? Svek Sveka that's 99%, you have to be Mevarer? It's not true. And therefore, this kasha serves to be mechazik the way the Shara Melech answers Pshat Rabbeinu Avraham. He says, really, a normal Svek Sveka, you don't have to be Mevar. Here, the reason you have to be Mevar, you have to wait, is for a totally different reason. See, by every other Svek Sveka, if you're not Mevar, you're not going to get into a matziv where you're in trouble. Over here, you're not going to be mevar. You'll wait. You'll be miyabim. You won't be mevar, you'll be miyabim. You don't want to wait. You'll be miyabim. It's possible that when she gets older, she'll be an alienist. It's possible when she gets older, she'll be an alienist. You'll be married to Abba Isser. Because if she turns into an alienist, it'll become just one suffix. If the husband was makpid or not, which is suffix derais lachumra. It'll turn out you're married to Abba Isser. Says the Shara Melech. In our Taisvis, it's different than every other Svek Sveka. In our Taisvis, we're machmir to wait because there's a possibility, however remote, that it'll end up coming to an Isser. It'll end up that something wrong is going to happen. We can't set up a matziv where it'll come to it. Now you'll tell me, Arta won't come to it. Yeah. But over time, we'll have 100 Elenists, 100 Ketanists that are going to fall to Yibam. One time it's going to happen. It's eventually going to happen.
And pregnant lady have
what?
That pregnant lady, she ended up having a baby boy. You see that impacting all the rest of the forest. What's wrong?
A good question. By a pregnant woman, you were Samech on Svek Sveka. You let her go into the Besek forest. It also later will be Mavur. Right? It's not like eating meat, which you'll never know. There you'll eventually know if it's a Zachar in the cave. It's true. And the question is a good question. But there, at the end of the day, you're not going to end up in a matziv of Avera. It'll be a Gloy Muslim Afreya, what the Sveikas were. But you're not going to be Kayim standing in a matziv of Avera. To set things up that a person should be Oymid Vekayim in a matziv of Avera, that's what's going to happen eventually. eventually one Elinus is gonna, one Ketano is gonna be Miyabim, is gonna end up in this Baritz and Elinus, and it's gonna be that it's gonna be married in the Matzav Shel Aveir. To set up a situation where that's gonna end up happening, that we can't allow.
She's done Elinus now. She's still a Ketano, she's done Elinus yet.
Now she's a Ketano. So you're gonna marry her now, because they married her.
And then once she's an Elinus, so now Bashat is the evening.
You're wondering whether an Eilus is an Eilus and Lafreya on that. Did she become an Eilinus or was she an Eilinus? My understanding is that she is an Eilinus. That Eilinus is something called a Sreskama, things that a person is born with, Sreskaitis. My understanding is she's an Eilinus. It could be. Maybe such a matter where it could change to an Eilinus. I don't know. My understanding is if she's an Eilinus, she's always an Eilinus. It'll turn out, at any rate, the truth is, it doesn't matter. If he'll be Miyabim, he stays married to her, he's going to be in a Matzav Shel Aveira. What are you going to say? Let him be Miyabim, give her a get right away. There's a kasha. First, he hears Teretz. The Ashar Melech is saying that this Taisus is different. This Taisus is going that we have to be Machmir here for a totally different reason, so we're going to end up in a Matzav Shel Aveira. There's a similar idea later in Yevamis, the Sugis of Aguna here in Yevamis. Chazal made a gzeira that somebody who goes out in a boat, in Mayim Shein Lam Saif, goes out to the ocean, and he's never heard from again, that the wife says, in Aguna, she's not allowed to remarry. If you never find a body, not allowed to remarry. Why? Because he may be alive. Even though it's the Rishonim there say it's only a miut that he might be alive. Still, the halacha is that you have to wait. Why? So we find there the same hesber. Chazal wa machmir, because even though it's only a miut cases that he might be alive, but still, eventually, in Klal Yisrael, it's going to happen. It's going to happen, a woman's going to remarry. She'll have children, the husband will come back alive, and the kids will be mamzerim. So that Chazal made takonis for situations that are eventually going to come up into a bad state, into a bad situation. So the Shar Melech is saying that that's pshat in the Rabbeinu Avraham. He's not being machmir to wait because svek svek you have to wait. He's being machmir to wait because we don't want to leave ourselves eventually in a situation of people married, they're not allowed to be married to each other. They might be brother-in-law. The children may vary. They'll be suffering mamzerim, the kids. Because if she's an Eilinus and the husband was a Makbid, this woman's married to her brother-in-law. It's a suffix. Because maybe the husband was Makbid, maybe not. They'll be suffering mamzerim, the children. And that's why Rabbeinu Avraham is being Machmir. So it turns out we have two ways to learn Rabbeinu Avraham. What?
Someone can't be something up there.
What?
When she has kids, there'll be something up there.
If she'll have children, she can't be an Eilinus. You're right. There'll never be something up there by an Eilinus. I take that back. But it'll be a Suffolk married Be'issa to an Erevah. Right? If she's an Eilinus, she'll never have children. So I got carried away. She'll never have children. If she'll have children, the Gemara says later, your bum is that we'll have it later. That Bonim Haim Simonim. If they have children, we know she's not an Eilinus. Yeshkeich. But still, they'll be married to an Eretz Suffolk Erev of Be'issa. And we don't want that. And so it turns out we have two pshatim in this taisus. The initial pshat that the Rabbeinu Avraham holds, you have to be machmer v'sek sveikus, you have to wait. And the maskana of the Shara Melech, which is that you normally v'sek sveikus, you do not have to be mevar. And over here, it's a totally different reason. Totally different reason. One last nakuda. Again, on Tuesday, I mentioned to you that there are three Gedalei Achrayim, the Nidei Yehuda, and the Chavos Das, that's the Nesivos, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. All three say the following rule by a Svek Sveika. They say that even if you hold that a svek sveka, you do have to be mevarer. Even if you hold you do have to be mevarer a svek sveka, that's only if you could be mevarer both svekas. Now, even if you hold that in the case, let's say, in Mesechtes Ksuvos, she's a bula. See, there you could be mevarer both svekas. Was she mezana tachta? Was she mezana baratza? It's possible to be mevarer both. But in a case where even if you try, you could only be mevarer one, everyone agrees there's no chiyav levarer. That was the chiddush of these three achrayim. That if you can only be mevarer one suffik, you're not obligated to be mevarer. According to this, and we take it as emes, we have three gedolei achrayim say it. In our svek sveka, what was our svek sveka? Maybe she's an alienist, maybe not. If you wait, you'll be mevarer. Even if she is an alienist, maybe the dead husband would have been makbid, maybe he wouldn't have been makbid. That you'll never be mevarer. For that you have to wait till Tchias HaMeisim. No one says that you have to wait till Tchias HaMeisim. The most you could be mevarer is one suffix in our Taisus. By waiting for the Ketana to get older, the most you could be mevarer is one suffix. And the Rebbe Kivager and the Chavis Das and Noibu are telling us everyone holds you don't have to be mevarer. If so, the Shar HaMelech's pshat is muchruch. Because over here, everybody would hold you don't have to be mevarer. Because you can only be mevarer one suffix, you don't have to be mevarer, period. So it turns out that the Shar HaMelech holds his sheet. Because he holds, you don't have to be mevar. There are other places where you do. But his pshat in this taisvis is mukhruch anyway. It's mukhruch because we have this other kash. You can only mevar one suffix and not the other. So therefore, the Shar HaMelech's pshat has to stand. Rabbeinu Avram, however you pass by every svek sveka, Rabbeinu Avram, this pshat is a pshat that's mukhruch. And it stands. Okay, so this is our Sheiches to Svek Seika. I would like tomorrow to finish the Mishnah, learn the next Taisvis. I'm still hoping to do a piece of Gemara. Gimel Amid Aleph is a quick Amid. We'll see, we only have left Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So we'll have to see how much we can cover. But get on your toes and try to cover the ground and make it happen.